I want to thank you for coming in this evening and bringing a clear openness for this quiet that wants to touch each of us. So thank you so much. I welcome all of us here this evening and all the beautiful energy that surrounds us. I trust that with this openness and our willingness to be empty and to receive, that this will be a very special evening for each of us. So again, I thank you and I welcome you all. Monday nights are a time where we can truly dive deeper. And we begin that with our breath. So let's take a breath together. Consciously acknowledging that I am breathing in the Spirit of God. And breathing out, I am releasing God's Spirit into my life and into this universe. And again, consciously take that breath. We're here to allow the mind to recede and the heart to open, that we might be healed of old ideas and transformed and lifted in order to experience our true nature, which is that of divine love and light. So tonight our theme, and for this week, is this beautiful contemplation on receptivity. When we hold our hand out and we allow nothing to be occupying that openness, we can be assured that something of goodness will fall upon the palm of our hand. But if we close it, or if we fill it, when something wants to bless us, we cannot receive the blessing. So as we go into this evening with this theme of receptivity, the power of receptive prayer, true prayer, is not a statement that we are thinking or saying. Those are mere preparation. But it is that moment when we go beyond all thoughts and words, open and ready to receive what that moment has to give to us. So let us begin tonight watching our breath, being so willing to be, once we've received that breath of spirit, so willing to be emptied, so that once again we might be filled by the living God that is right here within us all. Simply watch the breath. And let us see ourselves coming tonight bringing a beautiful cup to offer. But in order for us to give it into this moment, we must empty it out. And we can do that simply with a sincere heart turned in the direction of the breath, breathing God in and breathing everything that we know is not of the highest, breathing it out. Any vibration of fear, of doubt, of concern is not the breath of God. So we breathe in God and we breathe out that which we know is not the highest. And we do this with so much love. No judgment. Nothing but the sincere moment of truly desiring to offer ourselves as an empty vessel. Magnified by this presence. And let us see our hands being held open and allowing everything of the past and the future to be emptied. Let it flow through our fingers so that we can offer empty hands. Hands that don't cling to the past ideas or experience. Hands that are no longer reaching into tomorrow. But open hands. Empty hands. Hands. Receptive to God's love that we might serve. Watching your breath, breathing in the spirit, the light, the presence. We cannot offer ourselves as a vessel if we continue to pull the past along with us. It doesn't matter what the past is. We can forgive ourselves if we continue to hold judgment and to bless the past as being so necessary for our learning. But we are done with it. We no longer want to clog the vessel of our mind and our hearts with our thinking about the circumstances, the life we were living then, the people, the situations. We cannot be filled with God's grace right now, as long as we have filled cups. Pour it out. Empty it out. Let go. Declare, I am open, empty, and receptive to God's perfect love right now. See yourself empty, as if we stood in the center of light, surrounded by the sweetest rain, washing us clean on the inside and the outside. Everything of yesterday is melted away. And we stand there, waiting to receive the warmth of the light right now. See yourself empty. Being rained upon by this light. Finally able to know what the freedom from the bondage of self is all about. So we can give thanks for the bounty of God's grace, His blessing pouring upon us right here and now. It's always where we are. But we must bring to the moment a heart and a mind that is open to receive, listening for the still small voice, trusting in its touch, and willing to move as we are prompted. I am open, receptive, and grateful for the bounty of God's grace that is mine, overflowing, 12 basketfuls left over to share, to pour, to give, to serve.